Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. We got a new friend with us right now, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. William Hebert is here. He's the president of a fine institution out of St. Augustine, Florida, called Flagler College. And they are doing something. They're a little bitty gem that's just shining very brightly in the academic world, but also in the entrepreneurial world. And they're doing some pretty cool things, and I wanted you to know about it. Dr. Hebert, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. I appreciate you having me on your show.
Good to have you here. He says I can call him Bill, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Bill, congratulations on the success of your little school. And when I say little school, I say that with great admiration and affection. And you know what I mean. That's not casting off at all, because I went to a little school. I graduated from a little school, and I never regretted it. I always loved the fact that that I knew a lot of folks at the college I went to, and got a pretty good education. And anyway, you guys are doing something not only great for your undergraduates, but also for future entrepreneurs. Talk to us about that.
We started a program in 2000 called SIFE, Students in Free Enterprise. And a couple of years ago, the organization decided to change its name and rebrand itself. And the name of the organization is now Enactus, E-N-A-C-T-U-S.
Right.
And it is a global, international a student organization. It's found in 37 different countries around the world.
Slow down for a second here. You founded what is now Enactus 13 years ago?
No, we didn't found it. No, we
you
established
joined.
A chapter. We joined.
Oh, you joined in, you joined what is now called Enactus in 2000.
That is correct. And
became a chapter. Okay, go ahead now.
The first thing we did in 2000, we started a little store, which would amount to maybe a bookstore extension that would sell coffee mugs, T-shirts.
Right.
And we also gave tours of our campus. The centerpiece of our campus is the former Hotel Ponce de Leon, which was
right.
A Carrera and Hastings building. They did the New York Public Library, the original House and Senate buildings in Washington, D.C., and they designed some 600 buildings in their lifetime. Hmm. But we just celebrated the 125th anniversary of the opening of the former hotel, which is now Ponce de Leon Hall,
uh-huh.
at Flagler College.
Wow.
But anyway, we started a tour business run by students, and it literally started out of a Foot Locker that they would use to sell T-shirts, coffee mugs, and other things that were not very expensive.
Right.
And through this year now, our Enactus group has grossed $5.4 million through
wow.
that operation. And, you know, as a small business segment on your show, you know that a lot of small businesses don't last very long.
Right.
I don't know what the average length of time is.
50% mortality in 4 years.
So, you know, this has been in existence now for 14 years, is doing extremely well.
On their own, right? No subsidy?
They receive no subsidy whatsoever. They operate a store on campus. There is also a store called Flagler's Legacy that is
yeah.
located in the restoration area, which is the historic district of St. Augustine.
Right. So, all right, now, and this is part of, this kind of an enterprise is part of the Enactus program?
Yes.
So if you're going to be part of an Enactus chapter, you have to demonstrate some kind of commercial venture and some level of entrepreneurial activity.
Absolutely. That's the heart of it. And the students, they do this on a volunteer basis. They receive no academic credit for this. They receive no pay for this. It's strictly a volunteer effort, and they work very hard. They contribute many hours to the projects that they do, and it's not just this kind of a one shot entrepreneurial effort that lasts 14 years. This can be new projects that are developed. We do this on an annual basis.
So, all right. Now you've got 2,600 students?
We have about 2,600 students, yes.
And how many of them are involved in Enactus?
We have about 45 students that are involved on a regular basis.
Do some people come to your college because of this program, you think?
Absolutely. We had a young lady come from Minneapolis this year. We had another girl from California. We had a male student from Maine who came because of the Enactus program.
Mm-hmm.
They've learned about it, and in many cases, these are transfer students, and they have attended another institution that did not have an Enactus program. They heard about it, and they saw an opportunity and decided to enroll at our college.
What about what is your main? And by the way, there are other Enactus chapters all around the country, right?
Yes, there are about 561 Enactus chapters around the country
in the United States. Okay, what is your What is Flagler's primary? What are you known for besides this program and your entrepreneurship? What are you known for? You know, some colleges are teacher colleges. Some are known for the sciences. What do you have any particular specialty?
Yeah, we are not a liberal arts college. We are a what would be known as a comprehensive college.
Mm-hmm.
About 70% of our students major in fields that lead to jobs, that lead to careers. Mm-hmm. More of a career-oriented institution.
Right.
Business administration is our largest area, followed by education, communication, sport management, graphic design.
It's a four-year
college, and then we do have a very special program, a very unique program. We offer a major in deaf education. We teach teachers to teach hearing impaired students.
Wow! Well, that's great. Give us the website, Dr. Abair. Give us the website.
Excuse me.
Give us the website, your website. What is your website, Dr. Abair?
www.flagler.edu.
Flagler.edu. Dr. Abair and I will be right back. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.